Good morning to you. This is Brother Jonah coming to you again. And we're going to talk a little bit about faith and what it is and what it isn't, and even what it's become today. We see the scripture speaks a lot about faith, and it describes dead faith and weak faith and no faith and great faith. And Jesus often spoke of the faith of the individuals that he was ministering to, and it's important that I think we have a proper understanding of what faith is and what faith isn't. But it seems today in the life that we live in 2013 in America that faith has been given a new definition. It seems we often look at faith as a set of rules or a list of do's and don'ts. You know, people say that they're of the Baptist faith or the Muslim faith or the Mennonite faith, and the list goes on, as if faith is some sort of doctrine or teaching or some set of beliefs that we adhere to and believe in. But the scripture's pretty plain. It defines faith. And not only does it define faith, but we see that through many examples of the scriptures, that definition is proven out time and time again. And the Bible says in Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, with the evidence of things not seen. And it is something that we hope for, something that we long for, something that we pursue, and we long to grasp a hold of, but yet we do not have it. We can't touch it. We can't feel it. We can't see it, but yet we hope for, you know, believing in another heaven is an act of faith. Believing on the Son of God, in whom we have not seen, nor have our hands handled, is an act of faith. Trusting God for healing is an act of faith. And many of the things that we could discuss are acts of faith. And we see that James has a lot to say about faith. And we're going to read a little bit in James chapter 2. Let's see, let's start with verse 14. It says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works." And he goes on to say in verse 26 or 24, "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." And in verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So the question for you today, as you start your day or conclude your day, is this: have you been faithful in the faith? Have you been faithful in trusting God? Does your faith produce works? Does the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ cause you to believe in things you cannot see and you cannot handle? Does your faith produce works in your life? Think about that now. The faith that you possess and that you profess, does it create works? Do you preach the gospel by faith that somebody would get saved? Do you lay hands upon the sick by faith that they would be healed? Well, James says that a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works." But he says, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You see, our faith must produce something, because faith without works is a dead faith. It's to say you have faith and you have no works, it works against each other. It works opposite of each other. The faith in which you profess to have, if you really have faith, then you have that faith will cause you to believe in things. It'll cause you to hope in things. It will cause you to produce works in some shape, form, and fashion. But if there are no works, if there is nothing motivating you to believe and to trust and to look to, then your faith is dead. And as the body without the spirit or without breath is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So examine yourself, brothers and sisters. What type of faith do you have? Is your faith just some simple little pledge that you made as a child? Is your faith something that you read in a book and memorized and repeated? Or is your faith something that motivates you and causes you to do things you otherwise just would not do? Is your faith creating works for the Lord Jesus and His Father and the gospel? If your faith is without works, your faith is dead. And I bring forth the challenge to you today that you would find faith that would produce works. May the Lord Jesus bless you today.